نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us to obey Him, to do righteous deeds. Righteous deeds, good deeds, are those deeds which have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, authorized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have authorized it, they have sanctioned it, they have commanded it. So we have to do good deeds. So that is regarded to be a good deed, which Allah has regarded it to be good. Sometimes we may feel something is good, but Shariat has not sanctioned and authorized that deed, then that does not become amal-e-saliha. So it has to be in conformance with Sharia. The deed that we doing, it must be according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with it, most importantly, is a person needs to have ikhlas, sincerity. So for the acceptance of any deed, it has to be in accordance with Sharia, and a person must be sincere in that deed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that we know we are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all have yaqeen that we are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Whoever has hopes, whoever believes that he is going to meet his Rabb, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, he should do pious deeds. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا, and when a person is doing those good deeds, he should not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his worship, in his ibadah, in that good deed that he is doing. In other words, he must only do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This action that he does must be full of sincerity, which means any other intention that he has, he must eradicate that intention from his heart. He must do it only for the sake of his khaliq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His glance must never be at any makhluq, that I must do something good to impress the people, impress the public, impress my family, my friends, my children, the people around me. No. It must be only done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, ulama have mentioned that ra'sul amal, the foundation of any action, is al-ikhlas, sincerity. A little bit of riya, ostentation, show, doing something for Allah, and you are doing for somebody is watching, you are reading salat, for example, and you're getting happy that he is looking at you. Now he is going to think good of you. He's going to see such a pious person. This is riya. Just a little bit of riya will destroy that entire action. Entire action is destroyed. On the day of Qiyamah, the very first three people who will be called and summoned before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be an alim, a qari, a shaheed, a martyr, and a generous person, a sakhi. And each person, when he'll come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will question him that, what did you do in this world? I gave you various bounties. How did you respond and how did you react? And what did you do? And the person, the alim will say, the qari will say, that I learned ilm and I passed ilm. I transmitted your knowledge of deen. And I read Quran. Ya Allah, for your sake. Allah will say, you are a liar. You did it so people may see you are such a good alim, such a good qari. And it was said to you in the world. Now Allah will command the angels to drag such a person to Jahannam. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, once, whilst giving his dars in large masajid in Basra, where there were not 10 and 15 people around, they would come in great numbers. In the hundreds and thousands of people would come there. And as he's sitting, the doors are wide open and he can see the scores of people entering. And this is when nafs will play with the person. The nafs tells him, Hassan, what a great alim you are. See how many people are coming and flocking unto you. The next day, Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi changed his entire position. Instead of sitting and watching and sitting in front of the door where he could observe the people coming in, he went to one corner of the masjid where he could not see the throngs and the crowds that were coming there. So that his action does not become destroyed. Person is delivering a lecture, but his maqsad and his intention has been blemished and tarnished. With not only for Allah he's doing it, he's doing so people give him wah wah. What a good bayan. What a good speaker. What a good orator you are. Allah will tell the angels to drag such a person into Jahannam. In fact, in one hadith it has been mentioned, Ista'idhu billahi min jubbil huzn. Seek Allah's protection from the pit of huzn. Huzn is a wadi, it is a valley, it is a pit in Jahannam. U'idda lil qurra'il mura'een. It has been prepared for those qaris who are reading Quran for show. They are not reading solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salaf al-Saliheen. There are so many examples that have been mentioned. It is so frightening when you look at our actions and whatever little we do, and we want the whole world to come to know. They would sit for lengthy hours at night. A pious person would read Quran. كَانَ يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ وَيَبْكِي بُكَاءً شَدِيدًا. He would cry profusely. But when he would, before emerging from his room, he would wipe off all those tears so that the people don't see that he had been shedding tears, and they wouldn't see that, hey, what a great person, what a pious person he is. He wanted to conceal his good deed. Because he knew the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ سَمَّعَ سَمَّعَ اللَّهُ بِهِ وَمَنْ رَأَى يُرَأِ اللَّهُ بِهِ. That person who does things for riya and ostentation and show for name and fame, people to hear how good he is, people to see how good he is. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will make that person ruswa. Allah will disgrace such a person. Allah will humiliate such a person. Therefore, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, when he was quoting this hadith about the alim and qari, and the shaheed who would come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the sakhi person, when that generous person will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will question him, I gave you all this wealth, what you did, ya Allah, I spent it in your part for your pleasure. Allah will say, you are lying. You did it so people to see what a generous man you was. And it was said to you, people praise you in the world. Now all your actions are destroyed. Allah will command the angels to throw him into Jahannam. He'll be dragged into Jahannam. Shaheed, imagine a martyr who gave his life for the sake of Allah. Allah will say, what did you do? Allah, I gave my life for you. Allah will say, you gave it not for me, so that people would praise you, and they will say, what a good person, and how well he fought, and he became a shaheed. It was said, Allah will command the angels to throw him into Jahannam. He'll be dragged and thrown into Jahannam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he would fall unconscious when he would read this hadith to his students. We have to do things solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remove from our nazar any type of praise from public, doing anything for name or fame. Yes, if people praise us, then it is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a person when he is doing any action, whether he is coming early for salah, whether he is in the first saf, whether he is reading Quran, whether he is making dhikrullah, whether he is doing any act of charity, any good he is doing, he's helping the orphans, the poor, the needy, then it must not be done for show. Unfortunately, respected brothers and elders, we don't have to go very far. Look at our own lives. Our own lives, any good thing that happens to us, it is broadcasted. We want people to know. We are having riya and ostentation. Inna yasira riya ishirkun. Rasulullah says, a little bit of riya and ostentation, tantamounts to shirk. Even though it's not the heavy shirk, but it is regarded to be shirk because you did the action for Allah and you joined somebody else with Allah in that action. You did it for Allah and for somebody else. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنَا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَاءِ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ. Allah says, from any type of partnership, I'm the most independent of any partnership. I don't need any partners. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will tell the person who did that action for Allah and for show, Allah will say, then go and collect your sawa from that person with whom you associated me in that particular ibadah that you did. Go collect your reward from him. That person will never be able to give him any reward. So this person, all his actions, he exhausted himself in ibadah, whatever he did. He spent his money, he went for hajj, he went for umrah. All those things become zero, not. الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Everything is destroyed. Therefore we have to inculcate in our lives ikhlas, sincerity, which means we are going to make ourselves, our niyat, exclusive only for Allah. Any other niyats that we have when it comes to showing off people, then all those niyats has to be eradicated from our hearts. Ulama explain, we have a tree which has branches and beautiful fruit that is growing on the tree. Can we see the roots of the tree? No. They're beneath the soil. That is what is ikhlas. The more sincerity we have, it is deep rooted. Then the tree will grow, it will bear fruit. If the roots are bad, the entire tree will become bad. It will not bear any fruit. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi gives the example. A person makes so much of effort in this world with different type of ibadah. I'm teaching hadith, I'm teaching Quran, I've got so many students, I'm so knowledgeable. A person is doing things not only for Allah, he's doing it for show, for name, for fame. People must give him a pat on his back. People must praise him. Must go viral. Whatever we do, we want people to take a video and pictures of it. And Allah forbid, we take pictures of people who are in desperate conditions, in dire conditions. And we are making as though we are assisting that person, but we are hurting that person. Do it only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Hazrat Mawlana rahmatullahi alayhi would say, do for Allah's pleasure and gain from His treasure. Draw from His treasure. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi says, person is going through great effort in this world. He's sacrificing his time, his life, his money. But he's doing it for things. He's not having ikhlas. It is just like that person who is carrying a whole bag only filled with stones and sand. And he's a traveler. He's traveling very far. A very long and tedious journey. Instead of carrying food with him that will benefit him on the journey, he's taking stones and sand. All that he's doing is transporting stones and sand from one place to another place. Of no benefit whatsoever to him. If he carries something that he'll be able to eat, it will benefit him. Three people, it's a lengthy hadith, who were trapped in a cave. It's a famous incident, comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned in several places. So these three people were trapped in the cave, and there was a heavy boulder that blocked the entrance of the cave, and it's a lengthy hadith, and the gist of this hadith is that each person then supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh my Allah, I did this particular action. If I did it only for your pleasure, wallah, you remove us from this difficulty. And when each person supplicated to Allah ta'ala regarding a deed that he did, which could be done out of ikhlas, he said, oh Allah, if I did it with sincerity. So one of them said, oh Allah, he had elderly parents and he would not feed his children until he would feed his parents. He would go out, chop wood, come back, milk the goat, take the bowl of milk, stand there by his parents and see to them first. And until they were not satiated, he will not give his children and family to eat, to drink. And one day he got laid. By the time he returns home, his elderly parents were fast asleep. And despite this, He milked the goat. He stood the entire night with the bowl of milk. That this time my mother and father may open their eyes. They'll be hungry. They'll be thirsty. And I will feed them. He had what we call his birrul walidain. Absolutely obedient to his parents. In the morning they woke up. And the first thing that he gave them was a bowl of milk. Wallahi, if I did this solely for your pleasure, Allah remove us from this difficulty. And then the boulder moved a bit. But still they were unable to come out. And then the second person said, oh Allah, I had this cousin of mine. It was drought. She was in desperation. She was poor. She needed money. She asked me for 100 dinars. I was prepared to give her. Some riwayat say he gave 100, some say 120. So he gives 120 dinars on one condition. You must fulfill my sexual desires. I want to make zina with you. And they were right, almost going to commit zina. And suddenly she tells him at that point, ittaqillah. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't make me lose my virginity in a haram way. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately he trembled with fear. He backed off. He made tawbah istighfar. Wallah, if I did this solely for your pleasure, remove me from this difficulty. And the boulder moved a bit. And then the third person, he says, oh my Allah, I had some worker. And when he came to paying his due, I gave him his salary. But for some reason, he did not take it. And he left it and he went away. Wallah, I invested his money, his little salary that he had. And with that, hadith says that he had a whole herd of camels and cows and goats, livestock, and he had so much of vegetation, and he even had slaves, all on that little money that this boss goes and invests for his worker. And after a few years, he comes back and he says, demands payment of the salary which he had left years ago. And so this boss tells him, all this is yours. He said, don't joke with me. He said, I'm not joking with you. All this is yours. And this person takes everything away. Oh my life, I did it solely for your pleasure. Remove us from this difficulty. And then the boulder moves. And then they were able to come out of this cave. My respected brothers and elders, we have to have ikhlas. A person has mentioned, Al-Muttaqi is who? Man idha qala. When he speaks, he says, Allah. His day and night, his conversations, his discussion, all revolves around deen, shariat, Allah. Even if he's light-hearted, he reminds the people around him of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that person, when he does actions, he does it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zainul Abideen rahmatullahi alayhi. He used to go at night when nobody was watching him. He would take hampers, he would take food, he would take grocery parcels, and on his back. And he would go out and he would seek the needy and the poor. And he would feed them. And they did not know who was this man coming late part of the night, all covered and seeing to them. This was for a long period of time he would do this. When he passed away, then as they were giving ghusl, they see a very heavy black mark on his shoulder. And it was only then that they discovered that this man, Zainul Abideen rahmatullahi alayhi, it was because of the bag that he was carrying on his back with all the food parcels he had that caused a scar on his shoulder. And he was the one who was giving the people food to eat, and they did not even know it was Zainul Abideen rahmatullahi alayhi. What the right hand gives, the left hand does not even know. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, among the seven people who will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, will be with that person that he spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا. He conceals that sadaqah. حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُهُ. That his left hand does not know what the right hand has given. In another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah created the world, Allah placed huge heavy mountains that serve as pegs to keep stability. Otherwise the world will shake all the time. To keep the world in position, the earth in position, Allah created these huge and lofty mountains. The angels were amazed. Oh Allah, is there any other creation of yours that is greater than these mountains? Allah says, yes, hadid, iron, steel. So that, oh Allah, is there anything greater than this and more powerful than steel and iron that you have created? Allah says, yes, fire. Fire will burn the steel. Allah, anything greater than fire? Allah says, yes, water, water extinguishes fire. Allah, anything else more powerful? Allah says, yes, the reeh, the winds. They would blow away and the water. Allah, anything greater than the winds? Allah says, yes, Ibn Adam, man. Why, O Allah? Allah says, when man gives something with his right hand, the left hand does not know. Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala, great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's so much to be said about him. He's relating an incident to some people. And in this hadith, he's telling them about Dhatul Riqa'. It was a time, on an expedition when they went, it was a very great, challenging time. They hardly had any food to eat. Whatever leaves from the tree that they could just chop off, that was the food. They had no shoes. They had to walk on the rocky terrain. Their feet would become blistered. Their nails even fell off. They had to tie rags and material around their legs because their legs had become swollen and blistered. And he's explained to the people what sacrifices they made, and suddenly he stops. And he says, of what benefit is this for me to tell you all this? Ulama explained, and the narrator says, that Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu disliked mentioning some good that he did in this world, that perhaps there may be some riya and ostentation that may creep in this action, and Allah will destroy this action, so he stopped even mentioning the incident that happened with them. We find the Salafi Salihi. There are so many other examples. There is a person who, by the name of Jubair bin Nafi' bin Jubair rahmatullahi alayhi. Somebody comes to him. There is a janaza taking place. Are you not going to attend the janaza? So he says, just hang on a second. He lowers his head, pauses for a minute, thinks, then he raises his head. He said, yes. What was this all about? He pondered, am I going for the janazah just to make this man happy who is inviting me to come for the janazah? Or am I going for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He checked his nafs. You see, the nafs loves madah, praise, tarif, any person. And therefore, this riya is something that comes into our heart with any action that we do. Any action we do, any good action, the nafs desires praise. It demands praise. And therefore, ikhlas, to gain this ikhlas, we have to make mujahada. And we have to remove this desire within us to be praised. And how does a person do this? He has to negate from his nigah, from his heart, everything besides Allah. He must do it only for the sake of Allah. So any action we do, question ourselves, am I doing it for the sake of Allah or for any other reason? If it is for other reasons, then this is not ikhlas. If it is only for the sake of Allah. In fact, ulama goes so far that even if a person feels, you know, alhamdulillah, I'm doing it with ikhlas, in that there's also some riyah. Even that feeling must not come into your heart. Only for the sake of Allah. Purely, solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sufyan rahmatullahi alayhi, he would say, the thing that is heaviest on me, مَا عَالَتُ شَيْئًا أَشَدَّ عَلَيَّ مِن نِيَّتِي. I have never come across anything in deen and which is more harder upon me than having my niyat to be 100% correct with ikhlas. These were great people. They were pious people. He was Salaf al-Salihin. He says, every time I'm trying, and I'm trying to put some ikhlas, then riya sprouts out from some other way. Each time trying to destroy my action. So respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, whatever ibadah we do, just like how a person loves to conceal his faults and his weaknesses, his sins, ulama say, in the same way, in fact, more, a person should conceal his good deeds. Yes, there are times when a person has to mention a good deed that he is doing, this too, with ikhlas, but his purpose is to encourage others to also do this good deed. So example, you're waking up for tahajjud, you're telling your wife also, let us read tahajjud. I'm reading namaz now, you also join me. So in that way, you are encouraging the person. But the actual deed, do it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This majalis we have, the dhikr that we do. Everything must be solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that I must have more murids, I must have more students, I must have more people, and I must be the greatest person, and everybody must come to me. This is a severe warning for mashayikh and ulama also. A person who seeks knowledge to argue with the weak, to fight with the ulama, and so that yasrifa wujuha an-nasi ilayhi, the people's faces and people must be directed towards me. This is also riya, and this is also shirki khafi. May Allah Ta'ala protect all of us. Ikhlas is something that is an important ingredient in our daily life, every single moment of our life. Therefore you find Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, and many other scholars and muhaddithin, when they commence the kitabs, the first hadith, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Every action is dependent upon its intention. Rasulullah SAW had given a lengthy explanation. When Sahaba made hijras from Makkah to Medina, then what is the intention? It should be solely for the pleasure of Allah. If you made hijrah to get married to a woman there, you will marry her. You got that worldly benefit, but you won't get the reward. You went to Medina just to make some business, to get some worldly gains, you'll get it, but you won't get reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine, even a shaheed also, his actions are destroyed if he did not do that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An alim, a qari also, a sakhi, a generous person. So every action we do, have good niyats, solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment nafs and shaitan trouble us, check our nafs, check our hearts, check our soul. No, take it out of our soul. Do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As some ulama have mentioned, that how a person knows he's got riya, when in front of people, and when it's time for ibadah, he's got nashat in him. He's very energetic. And he's reading lot of rakats. Why? Everybody's watching him. But he's alone at home, suddenly he finds himself having kasal. Lazy, he's tired. Then he's not even reading two rakats. So this is some yardstick to check if riya is coming into me or not. When I'm with people, then I'm giving lot of bayans. And I'm getting happy that they are telling me, wah, wah, mashallah, so good. When I'm alone, then what am I doing? I'm feeling lazy. Then this is not good. May Allah Ta'ala help us. We have to create in our hearts genuine, true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this comes into our hearts, then that ikhlas will also come in. Then all other evil intentions or other niyas that we have, all those things will be dispelled, eradicated. Then a person is becoming mukhlisi. Solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq. Let it not be on the day of qiyamah we come before Allah Rabbul Izzat, thinking that we did wonderful deeds in this world, but nothing is accepted. وَبَدَالَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. And that which they did not anticipate, that becomes zahir and apparent to them. They thought they would get great reward, but they find that nothing has been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just on account of this riya, it washed away all the good actions they did. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Isadul Sharif. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم لي غناكم عافرما مالي خطاكم عافرما الله forgive us completely my Allah Allah you are Rahim and Kareem my Allah Allah you are most loving my Allah Allah do not destroy our actions my Allah give us tawfiq of a'mal saliha with ikhlas my Allah make us from mukhlisin and mukhlasin my Allah Ya Allah forgive us my Allah Hamari دلوں کو مصفہ مجلہ مزکہ بنا cleanse and purify our hearts my Allah make us become righteous bandas my Allah make us obedient my Allah don't make us become nafarman my Allah Ya Allah give us the tawfiq of making tawbatan nasuha Ya Allah forgive us for every single sin we committed my Allah اے مالک کریم Ya Allah grant us afiyat salamati hifazat izzat aman chain sukoon rahat protection your marifat your qurb my Allah give us the sweetness of iman Allah make us live with iman because die with iman iman. Raises in the day of Qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, afflict the iman of our children, my Allah. Our grandchildren, my Allah. Our progeny, my Allah. Our family members, our friends, my Allah. Do not make salb of this iman. Do not snatch away our iman. Ey Malik Kareem, ya Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us good health, my Allah. Allah, all those who are sick, my Allah. So many people, my Allah. Some requested even this week, ya Allah. People who got cancer, my Allah. At a very late stage, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, ya Allah. You are Shafi, my Allah. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you to give cure, my Allah. Grant all those who are sick, my Allah. Shifa kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. And all the marhumin, give them Jannatul Firdaus. My Allah, especially the shuhada in Palestine, my Allah. In Gaza, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, ya Allah. Allah, again we have raised our hands, my Allah. There is no other place we can go to, my Allah. Every country in the world has shut its doors, my Allah. Ya Allah, every person has turned away, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, ya Allah. Your doors are wide open, my Allah. You are Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir, my Allah. You are Qadir, my Allah. Nobody can make you ajiz, my Allah. Allah, we ask you by your ismi a'azam, your asma'ul husna, your sifat al-ula. Ya Allah, grant them, ya Allah, the mujahideen and the Muslim brothers and sisters and masoom children in Palestine. Ya Allah, grant them victory, my Allah. Give them afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, their progeny will be in the Jamaat of Mahdi, radiyallahu ta'ala. They will be with us in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are being bombed every single day, my Allah. Ya Allah, help them, my Allah. Help them, my Allah. Rasulullah made dua before battle of Badr. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. Bi rahmatika nastaghith. Ya Allah, we're making the same dua for them. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. Bi rahmatika nastaghith. Ya Allah, you shower them with your mercies, my Allah. Ya Allah, you instill fear in the hearts of the enemy, my Allah. Ya Allah, you disgrace them, my Allah. You destroy them, my Allah. Humiliate them in this dunya also, my Allah. And in the akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them get such diseases, my Allah. Their bodies must rot, my Allah. They must be stench, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, ya Allah. You rebuild the homes of these people, my Allah. Masajid have become desecrated, my Allah. Quran has become desecrated, my Allah. Qabrs of Sahaba and Awliya have become desecrated, my Allah. Ya Allah, those enemies, those dushman have no bother in the world, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, help the Musalman, my Allah. Give them kamyabi, give them nusrat, my Allah. And all those in the world, my Allah, wherever they are suffering, my Allah. Grant them, ya Allah, afiyat, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, ya Allah, give us Moti Madina Sharif with iman, my Allah, with taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the condition that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. Baril Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hold the Kothur water from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. There are so many young boys and young girls of marriageable age, my Allah. Find them suitable partners, my Allah. Give them a nikah full of bliss and happiness. Ya Allah, protect our nikahs, my Allah. So many, ya Allah, have got married and they have got divorced, my Allah. Ya Malik Kareem, help the ummah, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Bariyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua qabul farma. Allah, make our children, our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata a'yun, waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim, wa tub alina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun alal mursalin, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.